What's up, family? You are tuned into Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. From KPFA Radio and the Pacifica Network, I'm your host, Kat Brooks.
Prominent civil rights leader Minister King X of California Prison Focus is headed to court tomorrow to challenge what he, his attorneys, and many of us in the community are calling an unlawful arrest on August 9th, 2021 for standing near a jail. The police report, howsomever, labeled him a black identity extremist. Now, for those who've been listening to me for a bit, you already know what that is because we've discussed it on the show. But here to give us some updates on the case, what the fight is Richard Tan, a criminal defense and civil rights attorney in Oakland. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Thanks so much for joining us. We got just a few minutes, but maybe do a better job of explaining what happened to Minister King in August of 2021 and what the basis of the lawsuit is.
Sure. I'll describe what happened, and then if we have time, we'll talk about the lawsuit itself. So it was actually back in July of 2021. That's no problem.
Yeah, Minister King. His press release says August, so tell him to fix it.
All right. So Minister King was demonstrating back then for the freedom of Rochelle McGee outside the California Medical Facility in Solano. And, you know, that's a state prison. He was standing on a public sidewalk outside of the outer gate of the prison, along with some other people holding a picket sign. And then some COs from the prison who were part of the investigative services unit came out and started interrogating the protesters. They videotaped, took photographs. Minister King and the people he was with retreated from the COs, and they were followed across the street and into a suburban neighborhood, and they left. The COs then conducted social media surveillance on Minister King. And in the police report from his later arrest, they identified about 40 or 50 associates of Minister King and identified all of them as black identity extremists. Now, we've sealed the police report in order not to expose any of those people to retaliation. But I can say that the list includes a number of prominent figures on the left, people who are affiliated with Black Lives Matter, academics, religious figures. There's an association of attorneys, a black newspaper, and I'm fairly certain that many of the people who were named in that police report have been guests on your show.
Probably are. I'm one of them black identity extremists, according to the state, too. Not in his report, but go ahead.
Certainly, yeah. So after they conducted that surveillance on him, Minister King had also been involved with All of Us or None in organizing a demonstration for the 50th anniversary of the assassination of George Jackson, which was in August, during Black August. And during the month of August, he was standing outside his offices at California Prison Focus, and CDCR, the Department of Corrections, came up to him in an unmarked van, and some people from the Fugitive Apprehension Team, there may have been other people involved, but that's the group that we know, kidnapped him and took him off to the Solano County Jail, where they charged him with a parole violation along with a felony violation of the statute that we are challenging in a civil rights case now. And that's Penal Code 4571. We eventually did manage to get those charges dismissed. The district attorney dismissed those charges without proceeding to a preliminary hearing. And King was released 3 days before the demonstration was set to take place at San Quentin. And the demonstration did take place, but because of his prosecution, we ensured that nobody who had a prior felony conviction was at San Quentin, because what the statute says is that anybody who has a prior felony conviction is not permitted to be on the grounds of or the lands adjacent to a prison without the permission of the warden. And if you are, it's a felony charge. And that's what they charged him with. The problem with that statute is that it's violated all the time in situations that are obviously completely, you know, legal and protected by free speech. I mean, King was on a public sidewalk holding a picket sign as part of a demonstration. There's nothing in constitutional law that's more protected than your right to call political speech when you're standing on a public sidewalk. And yet the statute says that if you have a felony conviction and you're standing on a public sidewalk, they can come in, charge you with a felony, and in this case, for obvious political activity, demonstrating for the freedom of a famous political prisoner. So that's the essence of what King's case is about. We're seeking a ruling from the court that states that it's unconstitutional and violates the First Amendment for the Department of Corrections to charge any prisoner if they're standing on public land demonstrating in the vicinity of a prison. So,
Richard Tan, real quick, what's happening tomorrow, the details, time, place, et cetera?
Yes. We're going to be holding a press conference before the hearing. The hearing is in the federal court for the Eastern District of California. The press conference is going to be at 12:30 at 500 I Street, that's I for India, in Sacramento. And then we're going to have the hearing at 1:30.
All right.
The event's also going to be live streamed on Instagram. My co-counsel, Legal Services for Prisoners with Children, their Instagram handle is LSPC Movement. And Minister King will also be live streaming, and his Instagram is official_MinisterKingX_Pieface. That's PYEFACE.
We'll put those links in the archive of this show. Richard Tan, thanks for joining us this morning, and thank you for the work you do for our people.
Thanks for having me on.
You've been listening to Law and Disorder, a podcast where we expose the cracks in our system, agitate for resistance, and collectively build a new world in which all of us can thrive. That's it for this episode, family. You can find more information about topics and guests in this episode's show notes. Law and Disorder is produced at KPFA. That's listener-supported radio on the Pacifica Network. The show is produced by Jesse Strauss and hosted by me, Kat Brooks. Our theme music was composed by Steve Raskin of Fort Knox 5. If you like what you heard, please follow us on social media at Law and Dis, that's D-I-S, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Feel free to holler at us about something you heard or send us a show idea at lawanddisorder@kpfa.org. You can also find our content live at 8 a.m. weekdays on KPFA. That's 94.1 FM in the Bay Area. Our show and all of KPFA's programs are funded exclusively by you, the listener. And if you're in a position to support us, please donate today at kpfa.org. Take care of yourself and take care of each other. We all we got, fam.